Thank you for downloading this episode of Squabblebox, right here on the Trending Topics Network. Squabblebox is a live, interactive entertainment show that airs every Sunday breakfast, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on Siren 107.3 FM. The music in the show has been edited for this streamlined podcast version. We hope you will enjoy the show and get in touch at Squabblebox on Twitter, squabblebox@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, or our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. Check it out, get in touch, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
With a kiss,
up or down,
I never frown.
Eggs can be almost bliss, just as long as I get my kiss.
Good morning, Lincoln. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your interactive entertainment show here on Sunday Breakfast. We are Squabblebox. My name's Kai Valentine, and I'm here, as always, with the lovely Miss Maisie Anderson. How are you doing, Maisie?
I'm okay.
Am I a little bit too hyper for a Sunday morning?
Sure.
Well, we are new to this slot here on Siren FM. This is our first day of doing the breakfast slot every Sunday between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. We're talking all about new beginnings today, which is really, really perfect fitting for our first show in Sunday Breakfast.
That's why I suggested it.
That's why you suggested it, Maisie. But let's just, because it's been a while, Maisie. It feels like it. Because for people who have never heard us before, we have been, over the summer, we've had two slots here on Siren FM. That was 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. every Monday and Thursday over the summer. So we've been doing the lunchtime hours. It's going to be a little bit different here on Sunday mornings, but hopefully you won't see many differences straight away, and we're still going to keep the same style.
Oh, I thought you meant differences to Sunday morning.
Oh, well...
Because it's very different now, because we're here.
And it is very different, because actually, people who normally tune in on a Sunday morning would probably normally just hear music, because this is the first time that there's been a breakfast show on a Sunday morning for quite a while.
I really hope they're not disappointed.
I really hope. Yeah, there's people there that are going, oh, my Sunday mornings are ruined because I can't listen to music.
We play music, we take requests.
We will. If you have any requests, get in touch. We would love to hear from you if you're tuning in to us for the first time. Say hello at Siren FM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can always text in on 077 97 800 716, or send a message if you're listening via our radio player app.
Let us know what you are doing this wonderful Sunday, because we've got a nice day planned, but we'll get into that in just a second. If you want to get in touch, though, let us know what you are getting up to this Sunday. We will be giving you the travel updates as the show goes on, and also we'll give you the weather in just a little bit. But, Maisie, yes, we have got something planned this afternoon, haven't we?
We do. So the way you said, sort of, we have a nice day planned, you make us sound like two retired spinsters.
To be honest, that's kind of what it seems like sometimes. But
what, that you and I are just retired spinsters?
Yeah. But we are going to see Russell Howard. He is here in Lincoln at the Engine Shed this afternoon and this evening.
Woot woot.
Woo!
And we're going to see the afternoon matinee.
Yes, 4 o'clock, because the evening one sold out in a matter of seconds.
It did.
And then the afternoon one sold out in a matter of minutes as well the next day.
Mm.
But it's been great that they've been able to get this show to Lincoln, because the Lincoln Comedy Festival is going on right now.
It is.
And
this is the Red Herring Comedy Festival.
Yes.
Or was that Fresh as... I get confused, because it sometimes it collides with Freshers Week a little bit.
I think the majority of acts that come in are through Red Herring.
Yeah.
But Russell Howard's wanting to come back because he had one of his first gigs in Lincoln.
Yeah. This is the weird thing. I keep forgetting. Lincoln seems to be this little centre of comedians because we've got so many venues. We've got the Engine Shed, we've got the LPAC,
the Drill Hall, the Theatre Royal. Just so many great venues.
Exactly. So I can understand, and I'm starting to see now as I learn more and more about the city that, okay, obviously it's the perfect place to get comedians in because not only is there a variety of venues, which some of them are low key and small, some of them are really big and can hold big audiences, but overall I realised that it's also because people in Lincoln are just funny.
They are. And I've got to admit, like, going to events, even the smallest of events, we have been sat in Zing Bar at the LPAC.
Like, just me, you, one of our roommates, and then, like, two people at the back.
So sometimes it had been that low, and yet there are still hilarious people, and they still get heckled. Mainly by our roommate who didn't know really what a heckle was, and mainly...
No, she did the opposite of a heckle. She did... A lift up.
Yes.
She was trying to console him mid-performance.
And then there was also the time that I'm sure that long-term listeners will have heard about where where I got heckled, where I got put down by five comedians about my hairstyle. Oh, no, it was my beard. Yes, it was my beard.
It was a combination of the fact that you had sideburns that were connected to just a neck beard.
Yes.
And it looked like you had like a mane of hair.
But yeah, October has been a busy, busy month for us because we've been to see we went to see Richard Jones, mm-hmm. Britain's Got Talent 2016 winner at the Engine Shed last week. We've seen Russell Howard tonight, which is going to be really, really fun. It's his work in progress tour because
yes.
He's about to go on an arena tour. So he's coming to the Engine Shed in front of 750, 800 people per show to just basically we've never been to a proper live in progress tour before, but we've been to we went to the ones at Zing Comedy where some of the comedians would just get up with books and try out jokes.
Yeah, I think you get that at any comedy club though.
Oh yeah.
But no, it's going to be a really strange experience because I don't know them personally, but like I have quite a large like collection in my head of like if I'm in a certain mood, I'll watch this stand-up or whatever. But obviously that what we see there is like the polished bit. It's the in-package DVD edited down best of the best bits of that show because
yeah.
Obviously they'll redo it if they get it wrong sometimes. And it's really weird thinking that okay, so that's not what I'm gonna see here. What I'm going to see is a very well-known comedian maybe getting it wrong.
Yeah, which is a really interesting experience as well. Plus, being able to see someone like Russell Howard come to your hometown, which when he's actually doing... Because we're going to be in row E, I think, and that's so close up.
Why are you giving people our specific location?
Yeah, but we shouldn't really do that, should we? But like, we're going to be close to the stage.
Do you
want
to tell them where I'm going to be, like, at 12 o'clock this evening as well?
But it's going to be really, really fun. And like I like the idea that things aren't going to be fully well polished, but it'll
fully
be
well
fully
polished.
Well polished. Got to get the grammar in there. But it's going to be really, really fun. I think it was you, Maisie, that brought up on the show a few months ago when we did about comedians. And you mentioned Frank Skinner once went on tour and he had no material whatsoever. And he just went out and did a show without, and just completely whatever the audience wanted to talk about, he made jokes about.
Yeah, so I imagine there's going to be more audience interaction, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, it was announced last week that John Bishop is going back on tour.
Yes.
He's doing an arena tour starting next month. He's done no progress shows like Russell Howard has because the tour is called Winging It. And he was on the radio the other day. I was listening to an interview on Radio 1, and they turned around to him and they said, "So it's called Winging It. Why is it called Winging It?" And he went, "Because I've written no material yet." And they went, "So you're going to write some material before?" And he said, "Well, probably, write a little bit. But to be honest, I'm just going to see how it goes throughout the tour. He says it'll probably be a different show every night. And he's doing it in arenas from, like, starting in November all the way through to March. And he says, I've just had no time to write any material because I've been doing my new show and this and that. So we just went,
Alice. If you don't have time to write new material, then don't go on an arena tour.
I just love the idea. And I know that, like, the DVD will, I'm sure, will be great. But I hope that they sort of record, like they do sometimes, is record a couple of the nights so that we get the different nights, because it's going to be different every night, and that's what's really, really cool about it. But we are Squabblebox here on Siren 107.3 FM. It's Sunday breakfast. We're going to be with you until 10 o'clock this morning. At 9 o'clock, we're going to be joined by the always fantastic Fight Factory Wrestling. They had their Body Slams to Cancer show on Friday evening, and they raised lots of money. They're going to be here to talk all about it, but there's lots of other great shows coming up this afternoon, morning, all through the day, and we'll tell you more about them as the show goes on. But it's time for another song now, Maisie. Stay tuned to Siren FM. You don't know love. We're talking about new beginnings here on Siren FM this morning for Sunday breakfast. Maisie is laughing in the corner. What's wrong, Maisie?
Sorry, it was a great comeback.
I sort of did it. But I did it in tune, didn't I? Not in tune.
No. It was the fact that you didn't mention, well, because you just said you don't know that. It was like you were just telling the audience, or me, in fact.
You don't know love, Maisie.
Welcome to Siren FM.
You don't know love. We are your Sunday breakfast show here on Siren FM. We're going to be with you until 10 a.m. this morning before being joined by Sunday Girl at 10 o'clock, leaving you with in her hands. Now, Maisie, what's that? For people who are sat at home and not in the studio, unlike me at 8:18 on this lovely Sunday morning, Maisie, why have you got a sad-looking face?
Doing a pouty face at you.
Why?
Because you're being mean to me.
Oh. Well, we're talking all about new beginnings this morning. If you want to get in touch and let us know about any new beginnings that you have had in your life, Maisie, I think you're the best one to describe this, because you sent me this idea last night and said, let's do about new beginnings. It fits in so well.
I was really giddy last night when I suggested this.
I said that I wasn't sure what you meant by that. So give us some examples of new beginnings and we'll break them down as the show goes on.
I can't find the conversation we had, but it was basically, you know, like new homes, new children, new pets.
New cities.
I was basically just putting new in front of a bunch of random
new
words.
New experiences, new relationships, new family members, new homes. Yeah, I've just found the message that you sent me. And yeah, that's what we want to know. Any new beginnings that you have had in your life, let us know all about them. Maybe you're going through a new beginning this week, like we are here on Siren FM in our new slot of Sunday breakfast.
You're really wanting to hammer home the connection.
Yeah, of course. Well, there is one more connection, Maisie, and that's because I was really hoping it was going to be a full year, but it's been 51 weeks since we started here on Siren FM with Squabblebox, so we'll celebrate that next week. But it has been, because I got a Facebook memory pop-up the other day, which was you and I in the spare studio, Studio 1B, doing our training day here on Siren FM for our first show.
Yeah.
Now, it's been a full year here on Siren.
Ooh.
That was a new beginning. How did you feel? Let's go back to those days. So we'd already done a year together on Brayford Radio, which is the university radio station here at the University of Lincoln, Siren FM down here, the community radio station. So when we came down here, Maisie, it was a little bit daunting at first.
Yeah.
Because there was that idea that we were going out on FM, which at first we were like, can we fill all the time? Will we be worried about filling the time, especially when we move to 2 hours?
Yeah. I think we were already kind of daunted because we were already told that we were purposely going to be put outside our comfort zone.
Yes.
So I was already on edge of, but comfort is nice.
Do you know what I think's the funniest thing though, Maisie? I don't think we've ever shared this story on Squabblebox, but it feels like the time to do it 1 year later. When we were in that Studio 1B on that morning, Andrew David, our wonderful boss here at Siren FM, put us in that studio and said, go ahead, you can do whatever you want. But don't worry, the two things are, you won't go on air and you won't break anything. And what did we do? Well, we didn't exactly break anything, but we thought we had because we couldn't get the microphones to work. And then we realised, Maisie's remembering it now.
No, don't tell this story.
It took us a whole hour in the studio before we realised that we hadn't put the sliders up to have the microphones on. And it was both our faults.
No. You're making it sound like I just forgot to put them up. The numbers on the microphones go into sending order.
Yes.
So the actual numbers go into sending order. So I thought that I thought that's really weird. Why would you have to slide them down to turn them on?
Yeah.
And I don't know why it didn't click in my brain because there are some sliders that have to stay up all the time, but I didn't realise that, if that's all the way up, then maybe these should be up as well.
So here on Siren FM today, there's lots going on. At 10 a.m. till 12 o'clock, as we say, Sunday Girl will be taking over from us, leading into Sunday Lunch, 12 till 2. Sunday Best, 3 till 5 o'clock today. 5 till 7 o'clock this evening will be Sorry for the Inconvenience. 7 till 9 o'clock will be Back to the 90s. And then finishing off the night, 9 till 11, is Native Radio. Sean Doyle is back with Native Radio. So a huge, huge day on Siren FM. So make sure that you keep tuning in and listening to as much as you can. So new beginnings, Maisie.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first sort of new beginning that comes to your head when you think of that phrase?
I would probably, like, new beginnings for me always sort of means, I don't know. I think of it more as a phrase that you'd use talking about like a new house or a new job, like something that's like a significant staple in your life that's changed.
When was the first time that you had a new beginning in your life?
I think the first, like, and I think you'll probably agree with me here, is like the first like big like, oh, this is life-changing thing was coming to the University of Lincoln.
Yeah, that was a life-changing thing. I don't know whether it was the first
one.
It's
this wonderful moment where you come into the city on your move-in day and you sort of, suddenly you take it all in and it becomes very real. And then your dad gets confused about where your accommodation is and ends up going down the roundabout several times.
Oh, the trying to get round the parking in Lincoln and trying to find your way around.
It got to the point where we couldn't find courts, which is where I lived in my first year. I nearly just moved into Pavs, just so that
it's simpler.
Just because it was there, we found it. But the fun thing is that everyone had, like, I think a lot of people have that experience coming to Lincoln, especially if they're coming from another town.
Yes.
But the great thing is ever since then, because we've become old and jaded in our time here, every year on the move-in day, it's exactly the same. You can see like small first years and cars just sort of looking around in wonderment.
And you feel like you should go up to them just as our flatmate did to that comedian that night and go, it's okay.
Well, yeah.
You're doing really well.
Part of me really wants to be that third year that goes around telling first years to be scared.
Like, no. But I'm always the one who goes and tells them, like, come on. Say, I'm there like, going, no, it's going to be okay. Just go to your room, tune in to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio
that's
station.
That's what all the cool kids listen to.
Yeah, that's what all the cool kids listen to, and it will be okay. I remember the first day that I came to the University of Lincoln. Yeah. I moved to Lincoln, and I remember coming in and, like you say, trying to get your way around Lincoln's driving system is a little bit scary at first, when even when you're in the passenger seat, when you're new to the city, because it is quite hard to navigate around. But I remember going. I was dropped off, and my parents left. And I knew you were there. I might have come the day before you, actually.
No. Ours was the same day.
Yeah. And then I just decided, I'm just going to go out into the city and... Because I'd annoyed my flatmates enough with playing my LPs on my record
player.
Oh,
you were the worst.
I
think you're a bad roommate now. Like, you tend to play keyboard reasonably quietly... because you have a keyboard now.
That's what's changed in the last 10 days since we were on air. Kai bought a keyboard. We'll talk about that later.
And to be fair, you're a very hygienic person to live with. However, in your first year, you were a nightmare roommate.
Oh, I was.
You were the nightmare. Because everyone... Okay, this is a thing everyone's probably experienced. And talking about new beginnings is a new house, but especially if it's a new house... with people.
I think we all had different sort of... Yeah, and that's something we need to get into, living with new people. But my first day on the high street, as I was saying, in Lincoln, I went onto the high street and I went to go and discover everything about Lincoln. And I thought, oh, well... Because there was those people sat outside my court as well, like... ambassadors who, and I said, oh, where's the nearest supermarket? And they just went that way and pointed to the left. Yeah. And I was like, pointed to the high street, and I'm there like, that doesn't really help, but okay. And I remember going onto the high street that first day, going down the glory hole onto the high street, and it was just completely, it felt massive to me. Because we're from Huddersfield.
I don't know, I thought the opposite. I thought it looked so small.
But, well, the thing is, it's all... We're from Huddersfield, where it's kind of a decent-sized sort of centre of the town.
Yeah, the city centre is actually quite big.
But everything's spread out, and there's a lot of shops that have shut down. It's sort of like in Lincoln, though, that everything is... There are barely any shops that are shut down. You know, there's the BHS on the high street that's shut down, but I can't think of any
others. That's not Lincoln's fault.
No, that's not Lincoln's fault at all. But I remember going out onto the high street and just seeing all the shops open, and there are loads of people on the high street, seeing the cathedral up the hill, which I didn't realise was that steep when I first got here. But I remember being out there, and one of the other things that I noticed was the musicians all around. Because in Lincoln, you don't need a license to go busking.
No, I think this is sort of general rules.
Yeah, it's on the... If you want to find out more, you can go to the Lincoln City Council website. Mm-hmm. But basically, the only rules are you're not allowed to sell CDs unless you have a license.
Yeah.
But as long as you are not within 20 metres of each other... or bothering each other with music, say, like, someone's playing a trumpet.
No, we don't
want to
start, like, Sharks versus the Jets, like, busker clicking down the road.
Exactly. Not really sure what
that
means, but...
How
have I got to the year 20?
Drama. You're a drama student and you don't understand what Sharks versus the Jets means.
No, I don't.
How can you not know what Sharks versus the Jets means?
I don't know. I tell you what, I'll give it a Google whilst we go into the next song.
Okay.
What's the next song, Maisie?
Next song.
You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. Maisie, what song are we going into now?
This is All About That Bass by Megan Taylor. We'll be right back after this.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
We're talking about Jets versus Sharks here on Siren FM. Maisie, if you've just tuned in, Maisie was a little bit confused at the fact why I didn't
confused.
Know what that was.
I'm downright disappointed in you, because not only do you not know who Sharks versus the Jets are, you thought that they were from Greece.
No.
You said, no, that's what
I
you said.
I said Greece 2. I said Grease 2. I knew.
It's still T-Birds versus Scorpions.
Oh, right.
At least I think the Scorpions are in the second one.
Yes. I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen Grease 2. I have had quite a few.
You mean
people...
Grease 2, Grease in Space?
Grease 2, Grease in Space?
It's a joke.
Oh, okay.
Because they fly off into the car, so clearly Grease 2 takes place in space.
I feel like I don't understand what you're talking about, and that's what Maze is going to feel like at 9 o'clock when the Fight Factory wrestling guys turn up. It's Dutch and Miss Rebecca from Fight Factory Wrestling. They're going to be here to talk all about Body Slams to Cancer, their fantastic show on Friday evening where they raised lots and lots of money. They're here to talk all about it and their upcoming show, Civil War, at the Engine Shed on Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be a great, great over-18 show, and we're going to talk more about it just after 9 o'clock today. So we are your interactive entertainment show right here on Sunday Breakfast, where Squabblebox, we're talking all about new beginnings.
For a minute there, I thought you were going to start singing this lyrics to All About That Bass.
What, like I did on the other song before?
All About That Bass.
We're talking all about that bass. No, we're not. We're talking all about new beginnings, Maisie.
Yes.
So, new beginnings, we were just talking about our first day here in Lincoln. Let's mm-hmm. carry on with that, because I like talking about Lincoln. So I remember I was on the high street, and like I say, I saw all the musicians and everything like that, and there's just an amazing atmosphere. Then I got lost. because I went looking for a supermarket and...
That doesn't exist.
There wasn't a supermarket on the high street that I could find, and I just felt like there wasn't one anywhere, and I ended up in the frozen foods... I've forgotten the name of the shop, but it's the frozen food shop.
Yeah,
near
I think it is actually just called
the,
like frozen foods.
Near the old corn exchange that's now gone.
Yeah.
And I remember going round there and finding that, and I was like, yes, I've found something, but I'm going to be eating such bad food tonight.
And then that began the whole reign of terrible foods for the rest of eternity.
And that's how I got to 14 and a bit stuff. Oh, my first year was an interesting one.
Yeah.
How was your first year at university?
I loved my first year.
Yeah.
But something I was saying before that last song was that you in your first year, you were the terrible roommate.
Yeah,
you're a handful.
I will say that I'm the terrible roommate because I would not want to speak badly of my other roommates on air.
No, you can have more than one terrible
roommate.
Is it
one of those things where if you don't have a terrible roommate, you're the terrible roommate? Is that the case?
I don't know, because but basically what everyone, and this is the thing, by the end of your first year you will have a you won't believe what my roommate did story. Everyone's got one. Everywhere, especially it seems to be especially in the University of Lincoln, but most universities as a whole, if you're in shared accommodation, you will at some point find out the strangers that you've been put with are not all nice people.
No.
Or they don't all have the same level of hygiene as you, which can always be really awkward. And it is one of the situations of, if you're thinking, oh, no, my housemates all get on, we were great, like, my first year was fab. Yeah, that's because you're the terrible roommate.
Oh, you're not naming any names, though, are you?
Oh, no, of course not. But I know for sure that I'm not the terrible one. I was the subpar one.
So you mentioned that one of the new beginnings and experiences is getting a new house. And although we lived in student accommodation for our first year, there's also the idea of getting our own house.
I don't know if it really feels... It doesn't feel the same as... owning a house, though.
Oh, no, of course.
Because we're just renting.
But I was quite nervous going to sign for the new, sort of signing for the new house. And
signing for the house that we live in now happened like very quickly. We saw the house and we were like, yeah, we want that one. So we should probably just say now.
Yeah.
And then she was like, right, we'll come. Sign a contract,
and you sort of sit there, and you go, and then they talk about guarantors and things like that. And it's really kind of scary stuff when you're 20 years old, or 19, as I was at the time.
It wasn't really scary; it was just very sudden.
Yeah,
because all of a sudden we went from having like that morning we didn't have any idea of where we wanted to live, and we were a bit nervous because we'd left it kind of late. But there were still plenty of properties available. And this is actually a tip. If you leave it for just, like, there's a little sweet spot where it's not, like, super early in the year, but it's not too late, where they start reducing prices for rent.
Oh, yes.
In some accommodations, our rent is reduced.
Yeah.
It should have been about 10 quid more a week.
Yeah, so we're saving about £40 a month from that. That's quite good.
And then another, like, 40 quid from what our old rent was as well.
Yes.
Honestly.
We got a really, really sweet deal.
We got a really good deal.
But like I say, if you're a student, for example, here in Lincoln, remember that you don't have to go and get... It's good to get prepared and get a new house for next year.
If you can find roommates that you are happy to live with early, but not so early that you don't actually know them. Because this is an issue that I think a lot of people have, is that if they get on with their roommates that they've been put with in the first week, then sometimes you end up signing agreements way too quickly and you end up with people that you end up drifting apart from.
Now, here's a question for you, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to know the answer. But what's your opinion on living with someone, when you're at university, living with someone that you're in a relationship with?
Well, I don't know why you'd ask me this question.
Not the fact that you live with your boyfriend.
Yes, I do.
But the idea that, would you suggest it to anybody else? Or would you say that err on the side of caution?
Well, the situation with me is a little bit different, because the reason I moved in with my boyfriend wasn't actually because I wanted to. It was because I had no one else to move in with.
This is where we need the sound effect. Everyone around Lincoln put down their spoons from their Cheerios and they are going, oh.
Other cereals are available.
Of course.
But for me, there were no other roommates available, because it was my own fault, because I actually did want to live with my roommates from first year.
Yeah.
But they'd organised a group of six of them. And by the time that they did that, I was like, I can't ask to join their group. Because that would mean that they'd have to find a 7-bedroom house, and that's going to be in chaos, and there's probably like one in the whole of Lincoln. So I thought, okay, I won't badger them, and I'll find someone on my course. But then I didn't really know any of the people on my course. I'm like, I'm not going to move in with people if I don't know their habits.
Yes, of course.
And the thing is that I ended up with the only people I could really move in with was you and our two current roommates, which includes my own boyfriend. And I was so, like, I think I went back and forth tons of times because I really didn't want to risk it, especially because we'd only been together for about 3 months by the time that I agreed to live with you, about 5 or 4 by the time we actually picked a house.
Yeah, that's true.
And the only reason I actually did it was because my mum convinced me to, which is really weird.
Yeah.
Like, my mum was like, yeah, go shack up with your boyfriend, it's fine.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We've got a message in from Justin in Ohio. He's listening live as he is trying to fall asleep. He says he's not sure whether that's good or bad.
We're trying to do the opposite. Our job here is to keep people awake.
But he has sent a message in to @Squabblebox on Twitter saying, I've never seen West Side Story, but I can at least get the reference. So
thank you.
You're putting me to shame, Justin. You're putting me to shame.
Although, speaking of Justin, Justin is a very long time listener, and he was the one who asked us who we were not voting for, but who we were backing up in the Super Bowl.
Oh yes. And Fighting Sharks.
I think this is where the Fighting Sharks comes from. I thought it was like a fictional, like, I swear I didn't come up with it. I think it's a fictional team in some like web series or comic book series or something. It's not. I think it's the actual Sharks from West Side Story I'm thinking of.
That's amazing.
They're the Fighting Sharks.
Well, we're going to be joined just after 9 o'clock by Dutch and Miss Rebecca from Fight Factory Wrestling. They're here to talk all about their upcoming Civil War show at the Engine Shed on Thursday, as well as Body Slams to Cancer, which took place on Friday night. They'll let us know everything that went on there and all about how amazing they have done in raising so much money for some great causes. You are listening to Siren FM. Stay tuned.
Radio, online, tablets or phones. However you listen, tune in to Siren FM.
Oh no.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your interactive entertainment show right here on Sunday Breakfast. We are Squabblebox. It's about 8:45. I just completely lost the clock there, Maisie. And we're going to be with you until 10 a.m. very shortly. We're going to be bringing in Fight Factory Wrestling's Dutch and Miss Rebecca to talk all about their upcoming Civil War show, as well as the Body Slams to Cancer event from Friday evening. But we're talking all about new beginnings today, Maisie, aren't we? So one that's been brought up by a member of our listeners, Justin from Ohio, has got in touch and said that he loves the adventure of starting a new job. He says, "My current company has been the best so far. To explain a little bit, I'm a truck driver, or lorry driver to you British people." And he said that most companies that hire me will have me go to orientation in another state. My last company wasn't that great, and I ended up having to take a Greyhound on a 24-hour trip that includes layovers to the orientation. He says, "My current company gave a rent-a-car, and I was able to drive myself. It was very refreshing, and he felt valued as a new employee."
Which is lovely. I just want to point out one thing. A Greyhound is a type of train.
Is it?
Yes. Isn't it a type of train?
No, it's a...
Is it a bus service?
No, it's a lorry, I think. I think it's a lorry.
Is it a lorry?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, it's just because I just wanted to clarify that it's a type of vehicle, not an actual Greyhound.
Yeah, no. He's not.
I thought that was obvious. I just want to point it out for people who might be confused.
No. He's not, like, you know, riding a...
I think it's a bus. I think Greyhounds are a bus.
A Greyhound bus. He just got in touch and said that. Yep,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, aren't they like the big silvery metal ones that you see in films all the time, when like you have like the young the young wannabe actress coming out on from the bus into LA, and it's all
yeah.
I'm just sure, got off the Greyhound.
I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of people telling me that I'm wrong there. I'm sure that because I've just had a message. We had a message
earlier on from a
good friend of the show, Kieran from the New Forest, who's tuning into our first
Sunday
Breakfast
Forest
show. He's a presenter on Forest FM, and he did our Eurovision. For people who don't know, he did our Eurovision coverage a couple of months ago. Thank you, Kieran, for tuning in. But I also know he's a bus driver, so that's why I'm bringing that up, and I'm sure that he'll mention that you should have known about Greyhounds, Kai.
Mentioning the New Forest, I love the New Forest.
Really?
I do. That's where I used to go camping as a kid.
Oh, right.
Because it's got these great little woodlands, and it's got a campsite, and I don't know whether it's still like this, it probably is, where they have ponies and horses on that land, and they just let them roam. Like, you have rules. They tell you when you go in, it's like, you don't touch them, you don't approach them, you don't try and scare them. You know, the obvious stuff. Just, you know, don't be mean to the horses.
Yeah, of course.
And the funny thing is for me is when we went camping, me and my sister, we went camping a lot when we were kids, and me and my sister picked a tree each. This is a thing we always did.
Okay.
We had we'd have separate trees, and they would be our trees. They would be our climbing trees for the whole weekend.
Oh, yeah. I used to love doing that as a kid.
So it was like picking a hangout, but slightly less
so you
fun.
Had a, you didn't share a tree.
We didn't
you
share a tree. We had our own trees.
So but Jade you always got to pick. Your sister's tree, she wasn't allowed on your tree.
Not unless we were invited onto the tree. My sister got always got the better tree.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, one day, we... I hope this is appropriate, but we came out of the tent, and the first thing I saw in the morning was a horse using my sister's tree as,
no.
I'm assuming, a scratching post, but it could have looked like something else.
Oh. And I think that's time for us to say
we are
your interactive entertainment show here on Siren FM. We're your Sunday breakfast show, Squabblebox. We're going to be with you until 10 a.m. Just after 9 o'clock, we're going to be joined, just after the news at 9 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Fight Factory Wrestling's Dutch and Miss Rebecca. They're going to be here to talk all about their upcoming event. I'm going to go let them in the building now, because I've just had a message saying that they're really cold. So Maisie, what are we heading into?
We are heading into Girls Talk Boys by 5 Seconds of Summer. We'll be right back after the news. Hello, you are listening to Siren FM. This is Squabblebox on a Sunday morning, and we have a quick weather update for you. Today it will be often cloudy through occasional showers, which are likely to be frequent across the coast. The cloud could break at times for some bright and sunny spells, and there is the height of the temperature today will be about 13 degrees.
You're listening to Squabblebox here on Siren 107.3 FM, and we have two very special guests in the studio with us right now. It's Dutch and Miss Rebecca from Fight Factory Wrestling. How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, not bad, thank you.
Yeah, as good as can be after a wrestling show, right?
we had to drag you out on your Sunday morning when you could have been having a bit of a lie-in.
well, he could have a lay-in. Yeah. I don't.
Behave. I don't know what a lay-in is.
For people at home, I could just see their eyes there where they went, what is this lie-in you speak of?
They're hardworking people.
Of course. And you were very hardworking leading up to Friday evening when Body Slams to Cancer took place. This is the third year
the Body Slams
has taken place, and for three great causes. That was Sophie's Journey, Cavendish Cancer Care, and Lex Bradley. Do you just want to tell everyone a little bit about what Body Slams to Cancer was?
Okay, so Body Slams to Cancer started 3 years ago, and it was all down to Dutch's mum, who had unfortunately became poorly. She was suffering with breast cancer, and she wanted to be able to see Dutch wrestle. So we started planning, and we decided we would do a show, raise some money, and get her there. But unfortunately, that never came to pass. And when she passed away in 2014, plans started with Gusto to try and get this moving. So here we are 3 years later, supporting great causes, all cancer-based, and we've increased the amount of money that we've raised year on year. So.
And how much was it that you raised on Friday evening?
So the first count at the minute is just over £3,200.
That's absolutely amazing, isn't it, Maisie?
It is astonishing.
There's
still some money to come in. And on the night, a few things. We had a few technical difficulties at the beginning, so we had a little overrun in time. So we've actually still got a few of the prizes left that we want to auction off to, you know, raise a little bit more money, and one of them potentially could raise a lot of money because it's something that theoretically money can't buy. So,
and what is that?
The RAF have kindly, for a second year, donated a prize where you can go onto a fully functioning airbase, learn to fly a Eurofighter, and get to see how the base works. You know, obviously there's a lot of subject to change clauses in there because it is a fully functioning base. But, you know, last year it was at the Christmas show we did it. Two spaces for the public to auction and two spaces for the wrestlers to auction. And myself and the photographer won the wrestler's spots, and we went on it. And this isn't me trying to sell a prize, but it was a fantastic day. So, you know.
If people want to bid for this prize, how can they? Is there a way that they can get in touch?
Yeah. We've asked for people to inbox us bids leading up to the event, but obviously we didn't live auction it off.
Yes.
So we will make an announcement on the Facebook page, as well as the Dishonourable Dave Isaac character will be making announcements about it. So between all of our pages, you'll be able to find out any information about winning that prize, or, you know, auctioning for that prize.
So if you want to find out more, contact Fight Factory Wrestling via their Facebook page. We'll give you more details about that as today's show goes on. But let's talk about Friday night, because you were defending your European Championship and you lost.
Yep.
that's a cheery way to start the morning.
You lost to Dishonourable Dave Isaac, who was the last guest from Fight Factory that we had on the show. I've got to admit, he was talking it big when he came
he
in
did
here
warn us.
In last time, and he did warn us that he was going to be walking away with the championship. How did this happen?
I think everybody who watched from backstage saw the drive he had going out there. he lost a friend to cancer. And I think it was his entrance caught me off guard. It sort of made me lose sight of the championship. It was like one of them kicks to the area you don't like to be kicked in. The guy's a tough guy. I've said it before. He's beaten me a couple of times. I took a stupid risk and went to the top rope after he kicked out of my running power slam. And I missed. it hurt. I made a mistake, but I ended up being able to compete in the Rumble at the end. Dave ended up with a little visit to A&E after he'd stumbled out with the title. So fair play to him. I can't say that he did anything wrong. He did not cheat. He didn't have any of the agency out there. It's just me showing off.
But by the end of the night, as you say, you won the Rumble.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. It's a title in itself. It's the trophy under my mum's name. For 3 years, I've been in that Rumble. I've been thrown out by friends. I've been thrown out by enemies. But this year, I came out on top. It wasn't the same as every other year. It was a battle royal, so all of us started in there at the same time. So I guess there was less people who could actually try and focus on getting me out this time. You know, that we were all there. It was a great feeling to win it. And it also acts as a way for me to potentially get my rematch. It's I can cash that in for any eligible championship match at any time. So if Dave Isaac was to be behind anywhere these walls and I had a referee nearby, which ironically I do in the next room, carrying him around everywhere with me.
Just in case that opportunity comes up.
Yeah, I can call for that match there and then, as long as there's someone to count to three, you know.
Well, I think that's one of the great things, and you know, it shows that you got back in the end, you won that match, you've got that title match that's coming up. It could happen at any time, and that's why everyone needs to go to every single Fight Factory wrestling event.
Mm-hmm. And if I wear a dress, I can go for the ladies' title.
That's true as well. So let's go back to Body Slams for Cancer. It was an amazing, amazing show. I've seen all the photos on Facebook. What was the atmosphere like in the building that night?
Absolutely electric. It was amazing.
One of the wrestlers turned around and said, who watched the opening match, which was the European match, from the first match, it was like being at the big company show, you know. The crowd were very involved. The noise that they made was unbelievable. Mm. You know, from people kicking out of moves, you got the reactions that you hear at football matches when they just miss a goal. You know, for 300 people, I can't remember how many.
362.
There we go, nearly 400. it was very, very loud. Right the way through, you know, we had a match before we officially started the show. Three young girls were coming up through the training school. And the crowd were really loud for them. You know, it's the biggest show that they've ever done.
That's one of the things that I've really liked about your company, is that you've got the academy as well, Lincoln Fight Factory Wrestling Academy, and it's one of the great things when you go to these shows and you do the pre-show matches and you see these some of them are really quite young, young girls, and the voice Rob Daniels went out and he said, guys, you please be respectful. They're not going to be going out there and doing big moves. We've taught them the basics, and this is their first time in front of big crowds like this, and it must be an amazing experience for them.
Yeah, I mean, for them, they didn't expect to be near the shows. You know, maybe one or two of them. One of them has a parent who competes, and you expect to maybe send them out and walk out with their parent and whatnot. But as with any family and any job, it's not always as functional as you'd like it to be. So they don't actually get on with this parent. They don't want us to mention who their parent is. They want to go out there on their own and compete. So, you know, we have that platform to be able to do it, and we can take the pressure away. You know, we don't teach them to hurt each other. Mm. We teach them to look after themselves, and we teach them how to perform to a level where they can still win, they can still lose, but they don't risk the injuries that you do when you're doing it at an older age and that bit more experience. We don't want them to miss school on a Monday morning.
Yeah, it seems like it's a really, really great. I've been watching you guys for about a year now and just following everything through. And it must be great when you see guys and girls from your academy sort of come up the ranks and guys that you've trained getting those first moments. It must be a proud thing for you as their trainers.
Yeah. I mean, the young kids. So we've got four young girls who are partly active on the roster through the academy, one of them being my own daughter. And the pride that I get when she goes out there is the same as all the other kids, you know. Eliza Roo started training under me. I try not to admit that one too often, but you know, she's gone out there and she's faced some of the best women in Europe now. And she's continuing to do so. She's working for other companies. She's working for us. And yeah, as much as I think she's a little donut, there's still that sense of pride that, yeah, okay, I started that, you know.
You just need to work on her arrogance, maybe get to turn that down a little bit, and then she should be all right.
Yeah.
One of your students that did catch our eye was Kai Anderson. Maisie's last name is Anderson.
Okay.
So it's sort of, so we were there like
a weird hybrid.
And we were there like, that's some weird hybrid there.
I did refer to you as Kai Anderson on the show once, because
yes,
I was so tired that I just sort of went names and smashed them together.
But yeah, he seems like he's got some potential there.
He's a cracking
absolute
lad.
Ton. Yeah. Again, some of the external talent, some of the pros have already spotted him. Joey Osborne spotted him as someone that he'd like to mentor a little bit. So he's been to the ring with him a couple of times and, you know, just helped tweak a few little things. Robbie X actually turned to me and asked if he could have a match with him. Robbie X being the heavyweight champion, you know.
Yeah.
He wants to have a match with him to see how good this kid is, because Robbie started at a young age. He wants to know where he's going, because, you know, give him 2 years, that's competition potentially for titles.
Yeah.
You know, for such a young kid, he's beaten Will Wilde and, you know, he's quarter of his weight. he's a good little wrestler.
It's such a great community aspect to the whole company. We always see it on Facebook, you know, some of the guys hanging out together outside of the training centre as well, and we see that all the fan base is just completely behind you, and it's really brought in that Lincoln community of wrestling fans.
Yeah.
It's a huge, huge, strong community. But we're going to go into another song now, and then we're going to come back and talk about Civil War, the upcoming event at the Engine Shed on Thursday evening. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. We'll tell you all about that just after this next song. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
I met you in the dark, you lit me up. You made me feel as though I wasn't off. We danced the night away, we drank too much. I held your hair back when you were throwing up. Then you smiled over your shoulder. For a minute I was stone cold sober. I pulled you closer to my chest. Or just say you won't let go.
Sunday breakfast here on Siren FM. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show. We're here with Dutch and Miss Rebecca from Fight Factory Wrestling. They're here to talk all about their Civil War show coming up at the Engine Shed on Thursday, the 13th of October. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Show starts at 8 p.m. and it's £12 a ticket for general admission. That's all right, guys, isn't it?
Yep.
It's what it says on the poster, so I'm running with it.
There's a few front row left which are £15, but there's not many of them left. So.
Oh, right. I can't wait. I've got front row tickets. It's going to be ace. I'm really, really looking forward to it. This is your first over 18 show.
Yeah, that's right.
What made you want to do this? Because one thing I've found about your company is your shows are incredibly family friendly,
yeah,
which is a great thing, because you see all the little kids coming around and you have a special deal normally for the kids to get a cheaper admission, and it's always been a great family day out. This is aimed at a different audience for you.
It is, yeah. One of the reasons is trying to actually bring the wrestling more into the city centre, because the way that Lincoln's built, where we have our shows, Birchwood Leisure Centre actually could be quite difficult to get to on a Sunday.
Yes.
So we wanted to tap into a different market, and what better market to do than the students, because we've seen shows across the country where students have a lot of fun. Mm. And it also gives our wrestlers the chance to really open up and really put on an epic show that obviously sometimes wouldn't be suitable for children to watch. So this is why we decided Engine Shed, centre of Lincoln, and we're bringing the show to people rather than people having to come to us.
I've seen, like, you, because the Engine Shed people, I'm sure a lot of people in Lincoln have been to the venue for other things, but there's never been wrestling in there, has there?
No. Nope. We are the first company to bring wrestling to the Engine Shed. And I, for one, when I walked in the venue myself, was really excited because I can just picture exactly how it's going to look. It's epic.
I have to admit, I'm amazed there's never been wrestling there before, because it is pretty well set up for that sort of thing. It's a huge empty space with really fantastic lighting set up and everything that you need for big shows.
And they've got our colour scheme, which is even better. I like that. Red. I was like, did you do that for us? It's great.
A luxurious dressing room. We're not used to that either.
No, it's usually the broom cupboard that the wrestlers get changed in.
No more changing in toilets anymore.
No.
But it is going to be a fantastic event. I'm sure I've seen you've been out and about handing out flyers throughout the street, trying to get the students in. Yeah. I remember during the Freshers' Fair, you were outside. I saw Will Wilde going around. He was running around in with his mask and his wrestling gear on. And
his mask got pulled off the other day.
Yeah, did you?
Oh, not a good sight.
Yes, Baldy, I believe.
He's you know, it's been a while. He's grown his hair back. It's now blue. But then when he got beat up on Friday, the guy who was wrestling, he challenged him to a hair versus mask match. And when his mask was removed, they shaved his head again, which raised another £160.
Well, at least it raised some money this time.
Yeah. Yes.
He lost it, for Maisie, who doesn't know, he lost his... He had his head shaved a couple of months ago in a hair versus moustache match.
That's right, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
With Edward Ripper. This is the wonderful world of wrestling.
Like, for a minute there, I thought I was holding on. I was getting it. And then you've lost me completely.
It's wrestling. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
And that's one of the great selling points for Civil War on Thursday. Anything can happen at the Engine Shed.
Really can, yeah.
You have a lot less restrictions, and who have you got booked? Because you've got some good names coming in.
We do. If we wanted to put on the best show Lincoln's ever seen, you know, Body Slams to Cancer is our biggest show. No matter how many people turn up, it's our biggest show.
Yeah,
it's our WrestleMania. But here we thought we'd go bigger than normal. So some of the names that you'll only see once a year on our show, you know, potentially now this is the second time in the year, or for the next year, you're going to see them. So we've got the family of WWE lady Paige. Pretty much the whole family's coming. we've got our brothers, the UK Hooligans. They're facing Koss Industries. That is going to be amazing. I'm hoping that we don't have a team meeting around that match, because I want to watch it. We have the deciding match between Aiden Drake and Tommy Ryder for the new junior heavyweight title. We've got Alex Young and Ricky Knight Jr., which again is the nephew from Paige.
The one match that I set up personally was for Eliza Rue.
Yes.
Eliza Rue boasted that she'd not had much of a challenge and that I wasn't throwing enough at her, even though I'd managed to pin her for three. But that wasn't good enough. So I've brought in Bellatrix,
World champion
Laurie, to put her against Eliza Rue, and I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, because you've been having your sort of differences with Eliza Rue, because it's been a year since you've been on the show, Miss Rebecca.
Yes.
And you, at that point, you'd not had a match.
No.
But since then, you have actually got in the ring. And
I have. Three times.
Three times. How was that? I believe I was there for your first one in Louth.
Yep.
At Louth Town Hall, and that was, how was that getting in the ring?
It was nerve-wracking to begin with, but by the end of it, to be fair, I didn't remember much after being kendo-bombed. That was slightly interesting. And to be fair, after that match, I was quite unsure as to whether or not I'd ever get in the ring again, because I was maybe a little bit out of my depth on that one. But, of course, that was going against King Kendo. But then a few months down the line, it was, I didn't end up having a choice. We kind of, it got set up. I don't know how it happened, but it happened.
So much to do with you and Joey, but...
Yeah, so we ended up being in a tag. And Dale Preston, actually, I seemed to be against him more than anybody else. And Eliza came in and took the advantage of me being dragged around the ring by my hair for several minutes. But in the end, the final match that I had with her, I did pin her fair and square. But apparently that's still not good enough. So I'm just going to let Laurie come in and do the job.
And that's why you've got to be there at Civil War on Thursday night. Very excited for this one, guys.
Massively excited, very nervous, but very excited.
Nerve-wracking. So it's going to be a great, great event. Anything else that we've missed out of what's to come for that event?
Are you going to see me drop a few kilos and go for that junior heavyweight? That's where I might cash in. It'll take more than a week to drop that much weight.
Yeah, I reckon so. So you're listening to Siren FM. It's been great having you on, guys. If there are, how can they get in touch with you if they want to buy tickets?
Okay, so tickets are still available online at fightfracturewrestling.uk. They can also get them at the box office at the Engine Shed. They're available there. There's plenty of tickets available on the door. And
plenty of tickets, but limited seating.
Yeah, it is limited seating. We've decided to do a mixture of seating and standing. So if you do want a chair, we suggest you get in there quickly because the rows will fill up and then it's standing room. Drop us an inbox, get us in touch. There is also a competition that we're running on the Facebook page at the minute that if you like the Civil War event, share it, send us an inbox, details whereabouts in the country you're from, you can be put into a prize draw to win two tickets to Civil War, and that will be drawn on the 10th, which is tomorrow, so you need to get in there quick.
It's a pair of free tickets, guys. That's how much better can that get? So you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM. We are your interactive entertainment show here on Sunday Breakfast. We are Squabblebox. Make sure that you get down to Civil War, Fight Factory Wrestling's biggest event ever at the Engine Shed, Thursday, the 13th of October. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Show starts at 8 p.m. General admission is £12. However, as Dutch said, there are a couple of front row seats left, which are £15. Get in touch with them for that. If you can't find their pages, get in touch with us at SirenFM, at Squabblebox on Twitter, and we will help you out and send you in the right direction. Thank you very much, Dutch and Miss Rebecca, for coming in today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, thanks for having
and
us.
And make sure you get down there on the Thursday night. We're going to go into another song now. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Here we go.
Siren FM.
Tonight, I'm going to have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Listening to Siren 107.3 FM. That was Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. We are your interactive entertainment Sunday breakfast show here on Siren FM. We've been here since 8 a.m. We're here till 10 a.m. I keep wanting to say 11 to 1, Maisie. And I keep making that mistake
it's
in my head.
It's so ingrained within
it
us.
Really is. After doing that slot for over the summer twice a week, it's sort of got a bit out of kilt. But it feels weird because we've actually had 10 days off or something like that.
Yeah, and it oh.
Because we've been doing, normally we only have like normally we have like 2 or 3 days off, but like we've got this and my new show's starting tomorrow night. I should plug that, really.
Nah.
Can
no
I plug
one, no
it,
one's
Maisie?
Gonna listen.
You can You can tune in at 10 p.m. on Monday evenings for Legends on Siren FM, where we will, I will be taking a different legend every week and playing their tracks. And we've got a great artist coming in, Jack Kendrick. He's going to be coming in to do a cover of one of that legend's well-known songs. So we're talking about new beginnings. So that links in, because that's a new show that's beginning.
Yeah,
so
no one wants to hear about that, though.
Amazing. We're doing Squabblebox, though, now, aren't we? Yeah.
So did you forget?
No, I'm just saying that I should stop talking about my other show. So we're doing Squabblebox. It's the new beginning of our Sunday breakfast. Mm-hmm. What other new beginnings come to mind for you, Maisie?
Ooh.
Well, we had Justin say about a new job.
Yeah.
What was it like for you? Because you've had jobs in the past. I've not had many. I've tried out jobs.
Well, this is the thing. The way that jobs for me and me work is I tend to do short bursts of work experience on, like, because of the way that film and TV work, I do, like, one, like, short film bit of work experience, and then I move on to the next thing. So for me, there's never really a solid beginning an end to anything. It's not like when you have an actual new place to go and you're going to be there for a long amount of time. It feels very different, because it's just that the way that these things work is far more lucid.
Yes.
So,
I remember my first time of doing a job was a one night trial at an Italian restaurant back in Huddersfield that will go nameless. And it was I was too young to be doing what they had me doing. I was in fact I was 16. I'd just turned 16, and I was they were training me up, and I wasn't allowed to wait tables. But then they just sort of put me in a corner and said, and just started saying, "Oh, we'll sort you out and we'll train you up as the night goes on." But it was more like shouting and people coming across to me and saying, "What are you doing?" And I go, "I don't know. I'm new. They haven't told me what I'm doing yet." And they go, "You should know when you're on the floor. You should know what you're doing." And I'm going, "I don't."
Yeah, that's not really fair, though.
No, it's not. And then I went to another place, which was a takeaway, and I worked in the takeaway, and basically I just mopped floors, and I got trained how to make the food, but nobody ever really came in to buy the food. And then one day my boss just didn't turn up, and the business went out, and it went out of business.
They never actually mentioned it to you, did they?
No, I was.
They were going out of business. They just stopped calling.
No, I was in. I was unwell. I was sick, and then I went back, and it was all boarded up, and the business was gone. So that's my job, and I wonder why I haven't had a job since. Well, no, this is a job.
This is a job.
I mean, I work enough hours to do it as a job.
Volunteering still counts as a job, even if you don't get paid.
Yeah, definitely. And I love this job. That's why I don't really count it as a job.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a job sometimes. It does when you have to come in at 8 o'clock in the morning, though.
And that's where we're going to be every Sunday, 8 till 10 a.m. here on Siren FM. Smooth. So, other new beginnings, Maisie. Relationships.
Yeah.
New beginnings of relationships.
They're lovely. It all goes downhill after that. I'm kidding. No, this is the great thing about a relationship that's really solid and that's probably gonna go a very long distance means that there's lots of new beginnings.
Yes.
And it sounds weird, but basically you have like the little beginning bit, the first couple months when it's all sweet and new and everything's lovely and you're both putting in way too much effort, and then when that starts to calm down and when you start getting into a routine with each other and when it becomes second nature to have them in your life, that's when all of the new firsts get to happen. And they're pretty great, because then you've got the first time you move in, you've got the first time you may buy a pet together.
Maisie's thinking of first time things that she can mention on the radio. At
I wasn't thinking anything rude.
But like these new first time things, I see what you mean. Like, I've not had many relationships, so I can't exactly say that I've had these things, but it is something that will happen eventually. I've been more concentrating on the first time job aspect, and I think I've let that side slide.
Yeah.
But like you say, what was it like when you first, like, when you have that first date with your boyfriend?
Well, it's nice. I don't know. It's hard to describe feelings like that because they're only really something that it's one of these things. It's why you always have poems about love and songs about love, and weird Facebook post things about love, because it's really hard to explain sort of those initial feelings in words.
Yeah.
Not words that are coherent. Because you end up using words like butterflies and sort of. I don't really know what words you'd even use.
Have you had butterflies?
This is the thing. I don't get butterflies in the same way other people do. Like when I'm excited for something, I'm just excited. I'm just sort of. It's all sort of. I get giddy and then I start messaging people really weird things.
Yes.
I get really overhyped. Like I did to you last night. Yeah. When I remembered we were going to go see Russell Howard. But when I get butterflies, for me it's a bad thing. If I have butterflies, then that means that I've either done something horrible or something horrible is about to happen. Why are you laughing?
Oh, our listeners are tweeting in to @Squabblebox with # Kai needs a girlfriend.
I did wonder, because you've been giggling. You do need a girlfriend. I've been trying to set you up with girls for ages.
No, you haven't.
I have.
You keep saying this on air.
No, I have, though. It's just none of them agree.
Welcome to Sunday Breakfast, Sunday Therapy.
We'll have just one segment every week. Sunday Therapy.
We are here in our new slot as Breakfast presenters. I know we've said it a lot today. We won't be saying it a lot every week. We've just got to ingrain it in your memory. We're going to be having Sunday Girl take over at 10 o'clock in about 20 minutes time. She's going to be here. Tracy's going to be here from 10 a.m. until 12 o'clock dinner time today. Then following that will be Sunday Lunch, 12 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Sunday Best from 3 till 5. Sorry for the Inconvenience from 5 till 7, back to the 90s this evening from 7 till 9 o'clock, and then finally finishing off the night will be Sean Doyle with Native Radio. And if you want to find out more about Sean Doyle and Native Radio, go back to the Trending Topics Network, where you can find a backlog of our Squabblebox shows, and we interviewed Sean about 6 months ago. So go back and check that out.
Yeah, go back 6 months.
Go back 6 months and check that one out. I'm going to be honest, Maisie. We're still getting into the Sunday Breakfast slot.
Oh, yeah. Things will be way more coherent next week.
I will find out more about the shows which I'm advertising.
I've heard a few of them,
yeah. But I'll give more of a description and have it a little bit less wordy in the future. So like you say, we are Squabblebox here on Siren FM. We're going to go into another song now.
We are indeed.
Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Well,
what?
So you can't see. Me and you are so out of sync today.
Why? What's wrong?
Because
Maisie?
This song.
Okay.
If you would let me talk at any point during the day.
Okay.
Has been requested by Jeff Thompson the weekday.
Oh,
Sunday,
Jeff.
The weekday morning breakfast host.
Oh, we'll get our words right. We're letting Jeff down, Maisie.
We're not used to being up this early. We're students.
So we will be more coherent as the weeks go on. But what has Jeff suggested?
He has requested Too Shy. We'll be right back after this.
You were
That was Too Shy, requested by our very own morning presenter through the week, Jeff Thompson. Thank you for requesting that one, Jeff. And we're doing new beginnings here on Squabblebox this morning because, you know, it's our new beginning here in the Sunday breakfast slot, and also lots of new beginnings are happening every day for people all around Lincoln and around the world. But quite a few of our listeners have started using the hashtag Kai Needs a Girlfriend.
You do need a girlfriend.
Including my ex-girlfriend, who sent in hashtag Kai Needs a Girlfriend and then put a load of laughy faces at the end, which is very nice. Oh, that's funny. That made me laugh. So we are talking all about new beginnings. We've talked about new cities, new relationships, as people keep going on about to me.
You're laughing through the pain.
Laughing through the pain. So let's have a look at some of the other... so some of the other things that you could have. New family members.
Yeah.
New experiences, new family members. Family members is a good one because when you... One day, I'm sure you want kids... Yes.
Maybe.
I don't
know.
Maybe. I'm not sure whether I'm comfortable talking about this on the radio, can I?
No, it was more of the fact that you started leaning towards me with your hand out, like you were offering me one.
Yeah. Here's a child. No. So one day you will have kids. And,
maybe.
You know, I'll probably have kids as well.
You need a girlfriend first.
Need a girlfriend first. I've got to work. It works in stages.
Yeah.
Probably need a girlfriend first.
Like with The Sims.
Yes.
You have to meet the girl, talk to the girl, do lots of talking. Then she'll be your girlfriend.
And then there's something other stuff that we can't talk about. And then there's a baby.
Yeah. Well, it depends. If you're playing The Sims 1, then you just buy the baby.
But can I, you know, like on The Sims, is there any sort of life cheat codes that I can use?
All the life cheat codes.
Because I think I need them.
You have you have the one that maxes out your money. You have the one that maxes out all of your needs, so you're happy all the time.
So, family members, yes. When you get new family members. Because I've had this as well, in other ways as well, because like my parents split up when I was younger, and that meant that, because I was sort of like a small family at that point. I had one cousin and one uncle, and I had like...
One sister.
I had great aunties, but I don't... And one sister. I had great aunties, but I didn't have any sort of... like aunties, and then like I just sort of suddenly my parents got into other relationships, and now suddenly I've got like I can't even count how many stepbrothers and sisters I've got. It's double figures.
Yeah.
And then I've got nieces and nephews running around and stuff, and it was at the point where when I was younger I used to, instead of getting for Christmas, I would go to the pound shop and I would spend like less than a tenner getting them all a big bar of chocolate each, but now I'm having to spend like 20 quid on all this chocolate, and it's
maybe
just...
you should reduce a little bit more.
Maybe my stepbrothers and sisters should stop having children.
maybe
lovely conversation for here on Sunday breakfast on Siren FM. So new beginnings, Maisie, new experiences. We've only got a couple of minutes left.
Okay.
A new experience, first one that comes to mind.
Yesterday. I had a new experience yesterday.
Okay.
I went to an open audition for the first time.
Oh, yes, you did.
I'm not going to tell you how the audition went, but I do not want to relive sitting in a room, a cold room, for 9 hours.
Yeah.
Waiting for my turn.
Yeah.
It was awful.
I've got to admit, I've done those audition processes before. I've done Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
I've done Searching for an Oliver for BBC, which was 8 hours each time. And then I remember for the one for Searching for an Oliver, it was 8 hours waiting. And then they put, I was about 10 years old, and they put 30 boys into one room and all sung Consider Yourself, which I still say was sung by the Artful Dodger and not Oliver, and
that's not contested, everyone knows that.
And then they picked the best one out of each 30 boys.
See,
that they
that
saw
doesn't
to go
make
through to
any
the next
sense
round.
Because how, like, in a crowd of 30, how can you tell which one's the good one?
They were looking for a look, I think, and I've got to admit short little chubby kid with black hair, probably not the Oliver that they were desiring.
At that point. Black hair?
Well, dark hair.
Yeah.
So it's a lovely note to end today's Squabble Box on. We're going to be back here next Sunday for Sunday Breakfast. Remember to join me tomorrow night at 10 p.m. for Legends on Siren FM.
And then
on Tuesday, join us at 7 p.m. for the election coverage.
Oh yeah, do that.
Do turn up for that one.
That's going to be... There's so much going on.
There really is.
We're going to have a lot of fun talking about it.
On the 8th of November, we're actually going to be doing an overnight show from 10 p.m.
Possibly.
Until the president has been... until they have announced who the president is going to be. So that's going to be absolutely amazing. So keep in touch with that by going to the website, www.sirenonline.co.uk.
I think you can already listen back to
yes.
Tuesday's episode.
Yes, you can. Make sure that you check out everything to do with Fight Factory Wrestling. A big thank you to Dutch and Miss Rebecca for coming in the studio today and talking all about their wonderful charity work for Body Slams to Cancer, raising a massive £3,200 already. There are still more donations coming in, and you can also find their show Civil War at the Engine Shed on Thursday, the 13th of October. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Show starts at 8 p.m. General admission is £12. You can get tickets on the door, but it is limited seating. So I do recommend that you go to www.fightfactorywrestling.uk to find out more. But we have been Squabblebox. We hope that you have enjoyed our first morning here on Sunday Breakfast. We're a little bit more awake now, aren't we?
No, I'm actually more tired.
So join us back here for another Sunday Breakfast next week, and stay tuned to Siren FM.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay?